European Union's Commissioner for External Relations, Chris Patten, hoping to defuse a tense military standoff between India and Pakistan, has said he would push the nuclear-armed foes to work together against terrorism. Chris Patten, the EU's Commissioner for External Relations, briefing media persons at a press conference in Islamabad, voiced deep concern over deteriorating relations between India and Pakistan and urged both countries to do all they could to avoid a spiral of confrontation.
In the next couple of days, I will be talking about regional issues, both in every geographical direction, including Afghanistan, where I've just been. And one of the things which I will be drawing attention to repeatedly is the Security Council Resolution 1373, which Pakistan has signed and which every European Union country has signed. And I'll be drawing attention to the relationship between that Security Council resolution and current events.
The European Union will give Pakistan a grant of $47 million to help develop social sectors under an agreement signed by the two sides recently. Shaukat Aziz, Pakistan's finance minister, lauded the European Union's support to Pakistan.
The point is that at the end of the day, it is trade access and market access which will help fight poverty in the developing world. And that is what Pakistan seeks, and that is what Pakistan hopes for. And I think, sir, your efforts and the Commission's efforts have given us a big boost in terms of more market access, and we hope that this will continue in addition to the budgetary support.
Chris Patten also said that the European Union was looking forward to work with Pakistan in an atmosphere which will encourage all those who wish to combine economic efficiency and democratic accountability. This was an apparent reference to Pakistani military ruler Pervez Musharraf's promise to restore democracy by holding general elections in October. Poonam Dagar, ENI.